Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, where we're walking through the crucifixion of Jesus. And at this point, in verse 23, John draws our attention to the foot of the cross, where soldiers are gathered around, keeping watch, making sure no one interferes with the crucifixion. And to pass the time, they discuss and negotiate who will get what from the criminal's clothing collection. It was customary that a man would normally wear 5 pieces of clothing, a loincloth, a tunic, shoes, a turban or a scarf, and an outer robe. And you see all 5 of those being divided up in one way or another. And then we get biblical commentary on this with John the Apostle bringing into view Psalm chapter 22. Psalm 22 can be divided into 3 sections: the abandonment cry of the sufferer as he senses God forsaking him, the agony cry as the sufferer senses his enemies lurking towards him to kill him, and then the achievement cry. Keep those 3 divisions in mind because they come back later in the text. But John is telling us that Jesus and what is taking place around him is the ultimate fulfillment of this Davidic psalm. David, as the true king of Israel, was being hunted down and he felt that pressure. But here, the son of David, the greater and eternal king, the son of God, is also being hunted down and treated like less than roadkill, his clothes being considered more valuable than his own person. But if his clothes are on the ground being bartered between soldiers, well, then that leaves Jesus naked on the cross, displayed in the ultimate depiction of shame. And it should make us think back to other characters whose nakedness caused them shame, Adam and Eve. Before sin entered the world, Adam and Eve were naked and not ashamed. They had nothing to be ashamed about, but when sin entered, their nakedness was a source of their shame and they hurried to cover themselves. But Jesus, he has nowhere to run, nothing to hide behind. Here he is suspended between heaven and earth, not in glory, but in shame. And we worship this? We glory in this? That this man was nailed to a cross, shamed in this way? Well, yes. Yes, we do, because don't forget, he is in control. And this is a glorious gift of the gospel, that Jesus, in his death, not only died for the guilt and punishment of my sin, but also the shame of my sin. So are you tormented and racked with a sense of shame over your sin? Does it hang over you? Well, you can be freed from that in the cross, in the same way you are forgiven from your sin because of the cross. Jesus bears our guilt and shame so that he may cover us with his righteousness. And just like Adam and Eve were covered with a sacrificed animal skin to get rid of the shame of their nakedness, so too is the believer covered with the righteousness of Christ through Jesus' sacrifice of bearing our sin and shame. Listen to what Calvin says, that Christ was stripped of his garments that he might clothe us with righteousness. His naked body was exposed to the insults of men that we may appear in glory before the judgment seat of God. We stand in Christ, unashamed before God. As you pray today, please remember Kendra Barnett, one of our missionaries in Romania. And also remember the Quechua LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Zambia and Malawi.